praise the Lord. Well, praise God. We shall start another service this morning after all that blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to tell you that I had gone down to get some things for my leg. You have to wear some certain kind of things, and I had to have a prescription. So I went by the Chevrolet garage south down here on Academy and went down and done our business. We drove back, and God told me to drive in there. And I drove in there, and there was a pastor standing there who was a salesman. We had a long talk, but we'll make a long story short. We traded our Honda for an Equinox Chevy 2013, and we walked out of there. They gave us $10,000 in cash in my hand, and they gave us $1,500 off from rebates and all that, and gave us another $1,000 because I had a GM card, and that's the first time I ever walked out of it and it didn't feel like I was raped. It was my turn and Betty's turn. And so we just kind of sat there and looked at that $10,000 check, and we went, oh, my God. But anyway, it worked out well, and we traded, and we actually leased the second one here. But the church has nothing to do with it now. The church don't pay for the vehicle. Me and Betty done this. And so praise God for that little blessing. Amen? And so they were talking down there about pastor's appreciation, and I said, well, $10,000 is a good appreciation. Praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. But I felt led by the Lord to pull in there, and the Lord said, I'll bless you. I had no idea what he was talking about. He wasn't going in there to trade, wasn't going in there to do anything. And this pastor who pastored for 15 years in Black Forest, he worked for Focus for 17 years. They let him go. And a really, really honest, nice guy. So we had a long talk about a lot of different things, about pastors we knew and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I was kind of bold down there, and he was running back and forth to the manager trying to get best prices and everything else. And I says, by the way, when you go this time, tell the manager I'm sitting here praying in tongues. He went, ooh, 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 and type of thing, you know. I don't know what that meant, but he done that anyway. So praise God. Amen. So sometimes the Lord will say, do this, and you don't know what the results is until you step out and do it, be obedient to it. Amen? We're talking about thought and purpose, and we'll get into it after a few confessions. Say, I'm loved by God. My sins are washed in his blood. I thank you, Jesus. I am righteous because you are righteous. I have grace. Favor with you, Lord, in all areas. I have knowledge and wisdom. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I'm anointed to walk in the mind of Christ. So I thank you and I praise you, Jesus, for that and much more. Amen? See, you got to confess. You got to renew your mind. You got to get it into your thought, into your thinking. And so I started a teaching Friday about thought and purpose. And God wants you to understand today that most people, I was talking to somebody, and the renewing of the mind is the message today. Not from this church, but throughout the churches. We ought to be telling people about the renewing of the mind. You know why? The state hospital in Pueblo is packed out. All psychiatrist offices, you can't get an appointment. 2 or 3 months down the road. Psychologists and all those different people who deal with that. That will tell you something, but all they're going to do is give you a pill. The renewing of the mind through the Word of God, thought and purpose, right thinking, you see, is going to change your life. And that's the message today. I find more people who have mind problems than physical problems. You have to ask yourself, did you cause this or did someone else? Was it generational? You have to speak and find out whether you caused where you are today. If not, somebody else caused it. That leads you how to pray. In other words, if the devil caused it, you need to break his power. If principalities and powers caused it, you need to break their power. If you caused it, you need to get in the Word of God and let the Word of God correct you so you don't keep causing those problems in your life. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God wants you to really focus on thought and purpose. God's got a purpose. There's a purpose for the cross. For example, what is my thinking about the virgin birth and the stripes on his back and the nails in his hands and his feet and the spear in his side and the thorns on his head? What is my thinking? Am I thinking correctly towards that? Am I thinking from the mind of Christ? Because if I am, I'm going to get victory from the cross. Amen? So God's got a purpose in everything. He's got a purpose for the gifts. A lot of people think that you can just go out and start moving in the gifts. But let me tell you something. It says, call for the elders. Well, everybody comes in here, they want to flow in the gifts. They're not an elder. It says, pray for one another. It doesn't say, lay hands on one another. It says, pray for one another. Then when you get into Mark 16, you see, the Lord went working with them for signs to follow those who believe, and the Lord went working with them. But the Lord don't work with everybody today because everybody may have, don't have a godly fear. Maybe they're not humble. Maybe they're all plugged up with hate and unforgiveness and so on and so forth. And so there's much to be learned about God, and there's much to be learned about thought and purpose. In other words, right thinking. Amen? God's got a purpose for your life. God's got a purpose for the body of Christ, the church of God, the church. And we need to learn what that purpose is. We need to have right thinking towards that. Amen? So you need to ask yourself, if you're having a problem, did you cause it? The devil cause it? Generational things cause it? Are you still causing your problems in your life? There is more people with mind problems today than ever in the history. You know, I gave a prophecy one time, way, way back. And I said, there's going to be so many mind problems, either caused from self, drugs, or booze, and the church ain't going to be able to handle it. So the Christians have turned to psychiatrists and so on and so forth because they can't find an answer in church. And God wants you to give you an answer. He wants to give you thought and purpose. He wants you to learn how to renew your mind and not think your way. See, I used to have a mind that didn't have a mind. It wasn't towards God. And so I had the booze problem, the drugs problem. I had a death wish. I joined the Marine Corps, and I wanted to kill. I took a .357 Magnum. I played Russian roulette, and I put it to my head that didn't go off, and I put it to my leg, and it went off and blew my leg off. Well, it didn't blow it off, but it broke my knee in five places, and gangrene set in, and sometime later, they cut the leg off. The doctor said, you'll never stand on it. Well, you can see me standing here, can't you? So God can heal a knee all busted up by a .357 Magnum and let you stand on it. And I've never complained about it. One thing about plastic, you never have any pain in it. No varicose veins, nothing, no pain. The foot never goes to sleep. It's always awake and ready to go when you're ready to go. Hallelujah. And so God wants you to think about thought and purpose today. And we're going to unfold from Scripture what God means by that. Everybody in here must have right thinking. Right thinking is the Word of God. Right thinking comes from Scripture. You must, listen to me, saints, you must learn how to do spiritual warfare because it'll always be there. You must learn to do spiritual warfare. It ain't just going to happen for a while. It'll be ongoing. If you're serving God, if you have a wonderful marriage, if you have a business based on Scripture, based on God's love, you're always going to be. And you know what? God allows those crises in your life to produce faith in your life. Amen. See, some people don't teach this, but I walk in this. And I'm always in some kind of spiritual warfare on your behalf, on my behalf. You see? And so God wants you to know thought and purpose, okay? You'll say, I'll never outgrow spiritual warfare. So I just have to learn to fight with the name of Jesus and with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, crisis stimulates my faith. None of us like it, but nevertheless, it's going to be there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Purpose means the intended desire of results. And God has a purpose and he wants you to walk in the results. But during that journey, you may get attacked. You may have something trying to come on your body. You may have a generational thing. He may have stolen Satan, you know, John 10:10, steal, rob, and destroy. He may have stolen your finances. He may have stolen your joy. But you can get it back. You can get it back by allowing the mind of Christ to be in you. Amen? Okay, if you would, Chris, Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. There is so many mind problems, saints. Believe, I'm talking about from children on up. And there's a lot that contributes to it. The computer does, you see, or single parent. Not putting it down, but it contributes to it. God intended for a dad and a mom to raise children and for children to draw from mom and dad. But the way the world's going today, you see, and don't conform to the world. You see, right thinking don't agree with the world. Because if you agree with the world, you see, you'll allow strongholds to come into your thinking. Are you listening? There's strongholds that come into our lives, either from generational things, things we're doing ourselves, strongholds that causes us to think about a stronghold rather than think about Jesus, rather than think about the cross, rather than have right thinking. Strongholds will come into your life if you agree with the world. You are born again, blood bought. You belong to God, so you have to let the mind of Christ, in Philippians, come into you. You have to work at this. The Holy Spirit will help you to let the mind of Christ come into you. Amen? Is if you don't, saints, and you agree with the world, you are going to walk in strongholds all your life. And if you are agreeing with the world, then you are causing it as a Christian. You are causing your own problems because you won't renew your mind. Maybe you never heard this message. Maybe you've heard it 10,000 times, but you still agree with the world. You see, the body, your physical body, is subject to your mind. If you don't renew your mind, the body's going to come in with all kinds of problems. I walked out of MS. Took me 7 years. Some people don't believe that, who are charismatic. I don't care. See, I'm moved by God. I'm moved by the Word of God. I know how long it took. Maybe because I'm a hothead, but I was always agreeing with the world. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. God's perfect will is not for you to walk in broke, be broke, depressed, oppressed, to have the devil kicking you all over the place. It is God's will that you have spiritual warfare. Paul had it, you see? Listen to me, saints. God has thought and purpose, right thinking, and you'll get into his purpose. If you get into his purpose, you see, you'll be in his will, and things won't be like they were before you got into his purpose. Hallelujah. Right thinking about the cross. See, I got to have right thinking. Not of me to walk in healing, to walk in peace and joy. I got to have right thinking about the cross. Do I have a bank account in Jesus? I got to ask myself that. All the promises in Jesus are yes, yes. So I can automatically draw on his love. If you need his love, if you need his forgiveness, it's there for you. Knowledge is there for you. Wisdom is there for you. Are you causing your own problem? See, if you are, then you need to be changed by the Word of God. You need to put your time in the Bible. You need to pray in tongues, you see. The Bible says in Mark 16, tongues is a sign from God. Oh, hallelujah. Turn to Jonah, chapter 1, if you would, please, Steve, Chris. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we're in the first chapter. The Word of God comes to Jonah, and he's going to be rebellious. He's going to go the opposite way. How many times has the Word of God come to you and you have interpreted it with your natural mind, and you went the opposite way and caused your own problem? In other words, some people like a little bit of God's word in a particular scripture or chapter, but they don't want the whole thing. So we're going to pick and choose, but that's not the way it works. So when the word of God came to Jonah in verse 3, chapter 1, verse 3, Jonah arose and flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going the opposite direction, Tarshish. And he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them from the presence of the Lord. He was running from the presence of God. What does the presence of God do? You see, we have to get to that place we have a godly fear. When God's word says something to you, whether you get it here, get it in your home, you dang well better start doing it. There is a fear, a godly fear. And people say, well, I'm born again. I shouldn't fear God. That's against Scripture. There's a godly fear. In other words, when God's word says something, I'm going to do it rather than just put it aside and go another direction. Make a decision and cause my problems and go another direction. See, Jonah was rebellious. God spoke to him. Well, when I'm preaching the word of God or you're reading the word of God, that's God speaking to you. When God says you must forgive, you must love, you see, when you refuse to do that, you're causing your own problem. Or, they could, like I said, there could be a generational thing and so on. So you have to examine yourself. Am I causing my problem? Or is someone else or generational stuff causing my problem? Well, Jonah caused his own problem. He ran from the presence of God. Some people want to go get saved, speak in tongues, but they don't want to do the, I won't have no fun. And we run from the presence of God. When charismatic movement, a movement of the Holy Spirit starts in a church, and I've been speaking this for years, people run from it. Not that I'm right and everybody's wrong, but I know it changed me. I know where the problem was. I was the problem. I was a bad boy. Now I'm God's rascal. I'm not afraid to stand up and say all the things I've done. You see, I ran from God. Now I ran to God. And all of that was taken to the grave with Jesus. And now I'm walking in the resurrection power. Hallelujah. See, Jonah said, no, I ain't doing that. God's purpose for Jonah, God even created a fish to swallow him. He got the people to throw him overboard. That was God's purpose to get him in line with God. What is God doing in your life, and you think it's a devil, and God's allowing things in your life to get you back into his presence, to get you back into right thinking, into his purpose. See, we all want to blame the devil. Well, maybe God's letting the devil come after you. Because all you are is a whiner and a complainer. And you don't have discernment. You need to stop. Am I causing my problem? Am I in thought? Am I in his purpose? It was God's purpose to take Jonah, get thrown overboard, swallowed by a fish. What kind of God's that? What has he allowed to swallow you? Is it sickness? Is it depression? Is it oppression? Are you causing the problem? Are you adding to it? Because you don't have right thinking. You're not in God's purpose. So when you look at Jonah, rather than read the whole thing, you can go home and read it. If you need glasses, go to Walmart and get a $3 pair or something. But listen to me. God wants you in his purpose. So he allows crisis to produce your faith. You might as well get used to warfare because you're going to have warfare. If you become disobedient and don't have a godly fear, won't humble yourself before God, you're going to want some things from God, but you're not going to want correction. You're going to try to manipulate the anointing in your life. So you got to get right thinking. When Jonah goes through all of this, he finally, listen now, he cried out to God, and God forgave him. But you see, God's purpose was for Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel. He didn't want to go there because he thought they're all sinners, bad people, and they're all going to hell. He didn't want to be obedient, so he got went a different direction. Listen, saints, he caused that fish to swallow it. He caused them to throw him overboard. He caused for him to cry out in the fish's belly. He caused it by not having a godly fear. Because he wanted to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. Oh, they're all lost and no good and so on and so forth. Have you ever felt that way about some people? You can cause your own problem. When God says, my presence is with you, my presence is upon you, the anointing will break the yoke of bondage. Well, what decisions are you making that God's allowing things in your life so you make the right decisions, go the right direction according to God's word? You can't choose and pick what you want to do. You're blood bought. You don't belong to yourself. It may be hard preaching, but that's what God tells me. And it's not just for me. God has a purpose for the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. So the story of Jonah caused his own problem. So that's why I said up front, you need to examine yourself. Are you causing your problem? Is it generational curses? Is it the devil? Is it principalities and powers? God wants you to have a crisis in your life to become strong. And what it is, it's the flesh. The mind is always fighting God. And we're always wanting to agree with some things about God, but not other things. No one wants to be spanked. No one wants to be corrected. Everybody just wants to pull a chain, get a bunch of money, and go about their business. That is not the way it works, saints. If you seek the kingdom, he'll add the money to you. But he's going to look at your heart. And the Lord does not work with everybody. These signs will follow those who believe. The Lord don't work with everybody who thinks they believe. He looks at people's heart. And if your heart is working at being changed, he works with you. But if you're stubborn, causing your own problems, and you haven't come around to be obedient to the word of God, it ain't going to work. You might as well know it now. I'm going to tell you now because you may not come back. I got to get it all out while you're here. I had a couple come in last night, Friday night. 3 people. And I looked back there. I says, oh my, I thought they were dead. I mean, they had died before. I mean, it had been a couple of years. I said, my God. I'm still here, ain't I? Well, there was a lot of this stuff going on. Male won't make it. Male won't make it. But God says, Ellery will make it. My rascal will make it because he defends the cross. He defends the blood, the word of God, the mind of Jesus Christ. I'll make it because God said I'll make it. I don't care what people say. 35 years. And it's not wrong to take up a collection, but we've never taken one up. $6,600 a month and never been late. I'm in the God. I'm not in the fish's mouth. You see? I haven't run a different direction. I did for a while. Because for a long time I said, I ain't doing it that way, God. That makes no sense to me. Well, it's coming from my spirit. It ain't supposed to make sense to your mind unless you renew your mind. Transformed, changed. To think from the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So Jonah caused his own crisis. But God finally got his way, didn't he? He's going to get his way in your life. Else you'll just get more miserable. More miserable, more complaining, more griping to God. You need to sit there, saints, and say, am I causing my... Do I have a mouth about everything? Do I sow discord? Do I have a godly fear? And your answer, see, I was in the prayer closet this morning, and I was talking about to God. I said, Lord, do I have a godly fear? You know, I was praying one time, he called me a rascal, and I went out and checked my wife to see if I'm a rascal. But he didn't ask me if I don't think I have a godly fear in some areas. Jonah didn't. That's why he went the other way. He ran from God's presence. What are you running from? If you're a child of God, you just at times, either you're causing the problem or the devil's got a hold of you and you're agreeing with the world. You're agreeing with sickness. You're agreeing with disease. You're agreeing with poverty. Well, why are you saying that to me? Well, are you walking in prosperity? Are you walking in healing? Do you have peace in your mind? Watch it. Hallelujah. Say, God has a deliberate plan. It manifests from the cross of Jesus Christ. If your plan starts with the gifts, it's the wrong plan. It must start with the cross. What has Jesus done for us? Oh, hallelujah. Romans 8:28. Jesus. I got to get going here. What time does the Broncos start? No. Some people looked at me, why did he say that? Because I'm a rascal. Has God got your steering wheel? Or are you driving? Romans 8:28. And we know that all things, see the things that happened to Jonah, that was, God was allowing that. Do you have a crisis? God's allowing it. He's trying to strengthen your faith. He's trying to tell you, you'll always have spiritual warfare until the day you wake up and say, hi, Jesus. You probably won't even dare to say that. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His. So right thinking has got to align with purpose. Thought and purpose, saints. If you ever want to get set free, God's got a purpose for your life. What direction are you going? Away from His presence? Because it'll cause you to commit to too much in your life. It'll cause you to be bold. It'll cause you to pray in tongues. It'll cause you to lead people to Jesus. It'll cause you to speak about the gifts of the Spirit. It'll cause you to speak the anointing of the Spirit of God. And you may be there all by yourself. And you may feel like they threw you overboard. But there's no disease, no sickness, no poverty if you will go to God. Listen, saints, it will spit you out. It won't be on your body. It won't be in your mind. There's so many mind problems today. I was preaching in a little church out in Ellicott one time, and I said, I had a prophecy. I said, you know something? They're going to come in here like tumbleweed. And they never saw the full gospel before. And I was calling people out, praying over people. Man, then people thought I was out to lunch. One little girl stood up and she had a rash all over her. Had it for 2 weeks or 10 days or something like that. And I said, when you get up tomorrow morning, it'll be gone. When she got up the following morning, it was gone. But I told this pastor, if you'll hang in there with God, they're going to come in here like tumbleweed. There's going to be an explosion of growth out here. And your church will explode. Well, he left the church about, I don't know, a couple of months, 3 months, 6 months later. And they came in like tumbleweed. The growth out there is exploded. See, what is God saying to you? I've given many words of knowledge and wisdom, and sometimes a prophecy. The presence of God speaking to you. What do you do with it? I don't think that was for me. I think it was for him. When you don't want the presence, when you don't want to humble yourself, when you don't want to have a godly fear, you'll run from the presence of God. Your flesh will say, come on, legs, do your stuff. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, 10 to 13. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Look at verse 10. This is the purpose for the church. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. That's where God wants, that's the purpose of the church. I know Jesus defeated principalities and powers, but we need to be pulling them down. We need to be telling the principalities and powers, not them telling us. That's the purpose of the church. And to pull down the power of the devil and sickness and disease and mind problems. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. 11. According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, that's where our eternal purpose is. It's in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to build up my faith. Are you listening? I'm going to identify with all those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to humble myself. And your mind will battle you depending on your background, where you came from. Your mind don't want to give in to the eternal purpose in Christ. That's why I said we start at the cross first. God's eternal purpose has been completed for us in Christ. So if I renew my mind, you see, stop agreeing with the world. Hallelujah. According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is he Lord over your life? He put the universe, all these things up here in the heavenlies and everything else, and he controls them. Is he really Lord over our lives? Do I have a godly fear? Well, some people still cuss. Some people still watch pornography. Some people still want to just do what they want to do. You shouldn't have got saved. Verse 12, in whom we have boldness, access with confidence through faith in him. Are you bold with the word of God? Do you stand for the cross of Jesus Christ? Do you stand for the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Do you stand for tongues? Do you stand for the blood covenant? Do you allow your mouth to be shut when you're standing before people who ask you about Jesus or the word of God? And you're afraid to say Jesus? God they'll talk about, but not Jesus. Therefore, I ask you, do not lose heart at my tribulation for you. Paul had a lot of tribulations. How much tribulation did Jesus go through for our glory? How much tribulation did he go through? The suffering. We have no idea what he suffered. We know he suffered for us, and we know shouldn't forget his benefits, but he suffered for us, for our glory, that the church may be walking in the power of God. Individual thumbs and fingers, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection power. I was watching a program the other day in a little church in Alaska. They had revival. You know what took place? They were playing a tape for praise and worship. And all of a sudden, voices started coming on the tape about the fire. And it got louder and louder. And the pastor ran up and he shut the soundboard way down as far as it'll go. It kept getting louder. And he shut the board off and it kept getting louder. Revival broke out. They all started shaking like there was an earthquake going on. They were on their face. The presence of God filled the place. Just a little church. Eskimos. God loves Eskimos. But when we come to America, is your church air-conditioned, Pastor? I can't stand the heat. Do you have pews or chairs? Oh, chairs are better. I listened to some nut one day, and I went out and spent $1,500 for chairs, and I got less people. God said you shouldn't have listened to him. Are they old pews or new pews? You know, some of those, they sink down, there's springs in them. You know, I don't. Do I have to bring a pillow? How long do you preach? You know, I get hungry about noontime. Too bad you don't get hungry for God. Where was I in Revelation? You don't know where I was either. Thank you. My God. Your minds ain't gone off to California. Come on home. Come on back. This is where the glory is. Oh, he's still in Alaska, see? At least he's honest. Wouldn't that be neat if he transported you there and you came through the ceiling right in the middle of revival? Oh, God can't do. I mean, God can make a fish, swallow somebody, have them spit it out. God can make people throw them overboard. You're the problem. Have you ever been in the church and everybody blames you? And they want you out of the church? Ah. It goes on all the time. Did you see her over there? I think she's got a demon. Now we're going to get seven people spit in her face and jump around and run around her. Jesus said, come out! We got to get a bucket in case they throw up. Where does that stuff come from? The Master, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, gave us an example. The authority of a believer. With the Lord working with us. Satan, come out of him. Come out of her. It may not even be a devil. Maybe she's got some physical problems. Well, see, that's God's eternal purpose. It's in Christ. I'm going to have right thinking. I'm going to allow the mind of Christ to be in me. Today, I'm being awakened to a new realm. Freedom. Walking in the blood. Walking in his love. Walking in the power of Jesus. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. The prophet was seeing down through time. Well, see what it says up there? My thoughts. You see, it wouldn't be our thoughts to cause a fish to swallow somebody, to cause people to throw them overboard, to cause the fish to spit them out. See, God's thoughts and God's ways are different. And we all want God to do it our way, particularly in America. Think about it. That's why we miss God, because God's supernatural, and he wants to do it this way. We want it done our way. Or else I'm just going to sit down and complain and wet my pants. I don't know what that means. I just said it. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. What way are you doing it? Are you causing your own problem? Are you into thought and purpose? Do you have the right kind of thinking towards healing, towards the cross, towards the resurrection, towards the name of Jesus, towards the gifts of the Spirit, towards His grace? Do you have the right thoughts towards the world or towards the devil that you know you have authority over him? Say, what men take away from me God promised to restore. Some of you people, come on back here. What men have stolen from you, whether it's a bank, finance company, whatever it is, God will restore. If I have the faith to believe it. All those car deals are stole off me. I got 10 grand. The blessings of the Lord will overtake you. I can remember me and Betty were in ministry and we were really broke. All our tires were bald. And I went down to Southgate, the Sears down there. And I walked in. I said, oh my God, Betty, look at this. 4 tires. And there was a sign there. The price was there. I never saw tires so cheap. So I went over to the guy, said, I want 4 there. He said, that's fine. He put them on. I went back up the window after it was all done. He wanted $400-something. I said, no, $400? I said, come here. I said, look at that sign. He said, who put that there? I said, I didn't. And they went in the window in the office, and there was a big window like that. Boy, the arms were flying, and the guy come running out, man, took that sign, and they had to charge me just what the sign said. That was a good thing. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. It's happened a lot of times in our lives. I was preaching the gospel on the radio, and we were behind 2 months in our rent. At the time, we didn't own a home. And it was pitch blackout. And the doorbell rang. And I went down over the little set of stairs I had to go down. I opened the door, and there was a lady there that handed me an envelope, and she was gone. I went upstairs, and there was $1,500 in there. I said, oh, this is good. So I called the landlord. I said, if you decide to throw me out, I got the money. Well, that's good, Ellery. So I paid him. I can tell you story after story. Well, God's thoughts are not my thoughts. God's ways are not my ways. I didn't expect anybody to knock on the door at night. You know, when it gets darker, you get kind of spooky. You want to go down with a gun and say, who's there? These day and ages. Hallelujah. My thoughts. So God's trying to do things supernaturally. And we're saying, God, don't do that. I preached on feathers one time. People get so bent out of shape. I said, brother, you don't have to believe it if you don't want to. I don't care. I used to have feathers sometimes that would just come floating through the air and land on my shoulder. And I'm not making a doctrine out of it. I'm simply saying that was God telling me, my presence is with you. And I taught Jeff it, and he's found another one. Wow, that can't. My thoughts are not your thoughts. If you're denying God, you must, all things are possible with God. That doesn't mean it's a doctrine. It doesn't mean that if you don't see a feather, you're not saved. I'm not saying that. We had a video one time. My daughter was playing it one time down in North Park. And there was people up here in the praise team with white shirts, and they all turned purple, and there was feathers going all through the video, just like this, going all over the place. But I never showed it, never spoke on it. You know why? Males flipped. But we saw it.
What does that mean? That means his presence. Maybe you don't believe in his presence. And he's shown you, I'm with you. Because some people don't believe they're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Some people don't believe the glory of God's on them. Some people don't believe in the blood of Jesus. We got to have some kind of a sign. And I had some clown on television saying, angels don't molt. I don't care what they say. Can you imagine Jonah running around in Nineveh and telling what God done to him? They're saying, I was in this fish's belly, man, and he spit me out because I cried out to God. Everybody came against me and threw me over the side of the ship. A what swallowed you? A big fish. So all of a sudden he went, poof, and I was out. See, either we're going to believe all of God or just bits and parts. You won't humble yourself. You see, you got to have a fear of God, a godly fear. That when the word says something, the presence speaks to you, you do it. Now that opens some doors. People come running here. God told me to speak and lay hands on everybody in this place. Get out of here. See, we use things. I want to be on the front line. I want people seeing me doing miracles. You ain't going to do no miracles. Lord's not working with you. You know why? You came in this church. Are you an elder? No. It says to pray for one another. It didn't say lay hands. It lets you go to Mark 16. Then the Lord was working with them. Is the Lord working with you? I'll show you. Here, here's my leg. It's plastic. I'll take it off. You grow it out. If it don't work, the Lord's not working with you. I said that one night, and they lined up. Man, they were down here with their hands on my stub. After a while, I said, hey, brother, I'm tired. I was called to a guy's house one night. How many here remember Viola? She was a neat lady. She really was. She used to come to our church, and she'd have a hat that lit up. I'm serious. All these lights would light up on it. She loved the Lord. And she'd get in front of the kids with all this hat, and the kids thought this was fantastic. And she'd go, pff, pff. But she had a husband that was in pornography. And she called me over there, and I said, Fritz, are you in pornography? Oh, no. He spoke broken English and German. Oh, no, Pastor, I would know. I love the Lord. I picked up his, he was in bed. I picked up his mattress. There was books in there that I never saw. I said, what are all these? Where'd they come from? I got him out of the bed, and he had one leg missing like me. And I started praying for him. I said, do you feel anything, Fritz? He says, my leg is getting hot. I said, maybe getting hot, but it ain't growing. You know why? Because the guy wanted both sides, you see. He wanted the presence of God. He wanted the healing, but he loved the pornography. What is plugging up your life? Who's causing your problems? Say, God's purpose in my crisis is not for survival, but spiritual education. Do you agree with that, Alan? Alan, do you agree with that? Amen. I just want to make sure he's here. My thoughts are not your thoughts. See, isn't it strange that God gives us a brain, but he's going to do it through the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is the Word of God. I'm telling you, if you stood people up here and they were honest, you are the biggest problem in your life. I'm the biggest problem. I love the booze. I love the drugs. I love carrying a gun. I loved it. You're going to do what?
But when you got the Holy Ghost in you, that's your power, that's your gun, that you can cause to explode in people. You won't kill them, you'll put them out in the spirit.
Remember Jesus said, who are you looking for? Jesus. I'm Jesus, Lord. I mean, I'm Lord, whatever he answered. And the whole army fell down. Ooh. That's the power of God. Think about it. I got a few more minutes because I think some of you are not going to return. You know why? You're convicted about your lifestyle. Don't you think I am? Hallelujah. Say, crisis will stimulate my faith. I'm going to have right thinking. And then I'll have purpose. The purpose that flows from Jesus. My God. If you were at the Bronco game and they just scored, man, you'd be jumping all over the bleachers, almost breaking neck. You ought to get excited about this stuff. Amen? One more time. Say, what man has taken from me? God will restore. What has somebody taken from you? And you're a child of God. What belly are you in? Caused by disobedience. God will spit you out. God will bring you and restore you. He'll bring revival in your life. If you can get right thinking. Right thinking is the word of God in every situation. Whether you understand it or don't understand it. I've said many times, I ain't doing that, God. I never felt so miserable in all my life. Have you ever felt that way? You feel this grieving. You just grieve the Holy Spirit. What's 9 say? It don't say nothing. You got to read it. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, you can tap into the higher ways because you got the Word and you got the Holy Spirit. You want to know God's ways? Don't try to figure it out with your mind. Well, God said. And then when you look up what they said God said, sometimes you can't even find it in the Bible. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I bind in the name of Jesus rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submission. Where are you not submitting to God? Because if you're not submitting, you're causing the problem. And the devil's cheering you on. Ah, that's right. Don't submit. Don't submit. You ain't going to like what God's got in store for you. Don't do that. There's people here who need to submit to God. Me and my wife, I was driving down the road. I said to Betty, I thought I was going to hit a home run. I said, you want to walk through Lowe's? Yeah, well, through Lowe's. So we walked right into a freezer, and our freezer burnt up, and I don't know. So we bought a freezer, got a real good deal on it. I said, I'm winning. So I went down to the carpet place. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I said, well, happy wife, happy home. We won't get it. That's what I said to her. Have you ever wanted your own way as a man? And when the wife speaks, it's almost like you become deaf. Huh? Huh? I took her to, showed her some refrigerators. No, I want that. I took her over to the carpet place. No. I don't like that color. Finally, I heard someone say, "You're losing that," where you walk away. See, I submitted to the other side of the brain. Don't you like to spend money? Duh. Don't you like to spend money? I mean money that you got, not money you borrow. Are you people awake here this morning or what? What'd you eat for breakfast anyway? Tide pills or something? I bind in the name of Jesus control. I bind witchcraft. Manipulation. See, that's what I was doing. She wanted the freezer. Now we're going to manipulate her. We're going over here, man. It didn't work. Hallelujah. There's people sitting here now. Your wife has suggested things, and you've blown it off. That's why it came out of me that way. That's why I shared my experience. My dum-dum. Where have you been dum-dum in? See, a wife is not but just pressing clothes and cooking dinners and... She's that part of the brain you're missing. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh. I ain't going there, Alan. I don't know if they picked up all the rocks, so I ain't going there. Hallelujah. See, God gave you a wife. Men speak out, think out of one side of the brain, and women out of the other side of the brain. You're lacking one side. You need to listen. Say, "I'm listening." That goes for you, Paul. You need to start listening. You need to stop complaining, and you need to start listening to your wife. You need to come back, join together with a new wine, the love of God, and stop complaining. Stop wanting what you want. Start wanting what God wants, and He wants restoration in your marriage. Well, we won't see Paul for 6 months anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. I had a guy walk up to me one time. He says, "I want to give you a word." I says, "Is it good?" He says, "Well, you decide." He says, "You're like a wild horse out in the meadow that God's trying to tame." I said, "I don't like that." But it was true. Wild staying, running wild, running all over the place, and getting nowhere. All you do is get tired. Well, hallelujah. Amen? Say, "In the name of Jesus, I bind insecurity. I bind self-pity, loneliness, shyness." See, all these things that we're doing, these are all works of principalities and powers. You know that? Are you feeling miserable? Well, are you causing it? If the husband is feeling miserable, maybe he didn't listen to the wife. So you're grieving the spirit and you're feeling miserable. But all of a sudden you blame it on her. If she hadn't brought that up, I wouldn't feel that way. Heard someone think, "I didn't come to hear that." See, that's why I got to get it all out the first time. You may not come back. Like that couple Friday, I ain't seen them for 3 years. You know why? I corrected one of them. Flat out corrected her. It took 3 years. And when she came in, I said, I'm still here, dear. I'll invite anybody back. You know why? I'm a dead man walking. Dead man walking. And it takes time to get there. So a little dot used to go, oh, God, I'm quitting this ministry. I ain't scared about this stuff. They're coming against me. Now they can throw a boulder. Poof. How you doing? And you stop and think, God's changed me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I have right thinking and I have purpose. The purpose is found in Christ. In me. All the good things are in me, in Christ, which I'll identify with. Oh. Well. We got to play a song, right? Yeah. Everybody wants to play a song. I don't play a song. I got to find it here. Praise God. Let's play number 8 in the orange. Is he Lord of all? Don't we want him to be Lord of all? Remember now, if you got problems, you got to examine yourself. Are you causing it? Is the devil causing it? Is it generational curses? And that's what you attack with the word of God, whichever's causing it. Does that make sense? 2 people went yes. Are the rest of you here? We're going to be passing out pizza in about 5-10 minutes. Look, everybody go, pizza? Pizza? I heard that. You know, it's funny, when I walk, my left foot squeaks and my right foot is plastic. That's strange. I don't know why my left foot is squeaking. God didn't make a squeaky foot. Got to get some oil down there. Praise God. Okay, Jeff.
You're my healer, you're my salvation, Son of David, the Almighty God. Root of Jesse, the faithful Redeemer, the returning King. You're the Lord of all. You're the anointed sacrifice, O Lamb of Calvary, in all creation. You're the fairest of all. You're the rock of the ages. You are my refuge. You're my safe harbor in time of a storm. You're the Lord of all, the majestic Savior. And you've come down from paradise to take. Birth of the Spirit, a heavenly Christ child. You're my loving shepherd, my Savior, my Lord. Designer, creator, Holy Spirit, baptizer, the light of this universe. You're the Lord of all. From paradise. Bible says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, and glory, and honor, and praise to the King. The Bible says it'll sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder, as people come from every nation to declare, He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of all. He's the Lord of all, majestic Savior. And He's come down from paradise to take us home.
Anybody wants prayer here this morning for anything, come up here right now, quickly, right now. You're in the presence of God here right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Everybody close their eyes and just raise your hands. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask the presence, Lord. Oh, destroy everything that's in their minds that don't belong there, Lord. Destroy everything that's in their bodies, Lord. Let your presence, your anointing, kill and destroy everything that doesn't belong there, Lord. And we'll give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Reconstructing us, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, soul, and body. Oh, thank you, Lord. We call upon you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God says, my son, there has been a lot of grieving at times in different areas in your life. But God is about to move upon your life with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But He needs your full attention. God says He's calling you back into the prayer closet. He's calling you back into the spirit realm. He's calling you back in there because He wants to speak to you. So God says He's telling you to come in the prayer closet and to pray in the Spirit for a while and then be very quiet and empty your mind out, because God is going to give you direction. God's going to show you how much He loves you. God's going to show you that there truly is a true anointed call upon your life by His Spirit, saith the Lord. So my son, God says, remember what is being said and become a doer of it. Because if you do, you shall be blessed going in and coming out, saith the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Perfect peace, Jesus. Perfect peace, Jesus. Perfect peace, Jesus. Oh, we thank Him. We praise you, Lord. We thank Him. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Your ways are different than our ways, Lord. Your ways are higher, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Thought and purpose, Lord. Right thinking and purpose, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you as I speak these things into their lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I can see the enemy's got a stranglehold on you. And right now, I break that stranglehold in the name of Jesus. I command you, Satan, go in Jesus' name. Every seducing, lying spirit, go in Jesus' name. I bind the principalities and powers, and I invite a resurrection power of Jesus, a power of the Spirit to come up out of her life, into her spirit, into her mind, bringing the love of Jesus, bringing the peace of Jesus, bringing the awakening grace and mercy and compassion of Jesus into her life. She's going to rise above because of you, Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in her life right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I touch my little sister. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to let go, devil. You're going to let go, devil. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Restore his mind, Lord. Restore his emotions, Lord. Yes, Lord. Supernaturally restore his marriage, Lord. Hallelujah. Let him have a love for his wife, Lord. Let him have a love for his wife. Tie his tongue from complaining, Lord. Let your presence come up out of him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let his tongue be tamed by the word of God. Let his mind be renewed by the word of God. I speak these things into him and over him. A refreshing, a presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's some areas in your life you think you're weak. God's going to make you strong. Because God's telling you, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. When you quote Christ or his word or let the mind of Christ, he will strengthen you, spirit, soul, and body. And you'll no longer give in to some areas that you don't want to give in to. So God says you're going to rise above. You're going to be the head and not the tail. And you're not going to be beneath. You're going to be above. Because I so say it today, saith the Lord, into your life. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus Christ, for what you're doing in her life right now. Greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. I speak the word of God by faith into her life in Jesus' holy name. Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Don't run off. I want to talk to you. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now with the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Changing. Change is coming. Change is coming. Clouds of blessings. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There seems to be, God says that any door I open, no man will close. There seems to be something that's blocking, a stopping, something that's not quite settled right in your spirit about something. And God's going to make it right because God's going to call you into the Word. God's going to call you into prayer. And God's going to make it right. And how's he going to make it right? He's going to give you an anointed discernment how you can see the truth. And walk in the truth. In that which is a spirit of error, you're going to bind in my name, saith the Lord, and is going to leave in Jesus' holy name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I break it all now. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Father God, I'm touching the mind, the brain, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the word of God is going into her mind right now, that she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her, that she can receive the love of God, spirit, soul, and body, that she can be free, that she can be free in her emotions. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that you're working with her, that you're with her, Lord, that angels are around her, Lord, and she's going to feel the presence of God, and she's going to know, no matter where she's at, for the next 7 days, the presence of God is going to be with her. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. She's going to turn to you. When they try to get her to turn to something else, she's going to turn to you, Lord Jesus, and she's going to walk in the victory and the freedom because you're her Lord and you have risen above, Lord Jesus Christ. You're in the heavenly realm and her spirit is in the heavenly realm with you, and she has all the spiritual blessings that belong to her. So I ask, Lord, that you move upon her life and be with her, Lord. You're always with her, Lord, but a manifestation, Lord, that she'll know because she'll know because the presence she'll feel in Jesus. Jesus' name, and it'll bring victory to her, and temptation shall fade in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Touch his eyes, Lord, that he's only going to see the things that you bring into his life. I touch his ears. He's only going to hear the things that come from your word and by the Holy Spirit that's in him, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that I touch his tongue, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that his tongue will be tamed, Lord, as a young man by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit In Jesus' name, I speak these things because these things are God's way. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this young man that's being risen up, Lord, to serve you in a mighty way under the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, I thank you for the peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. Whew. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God sees you where you're sitting at work, and God is with you. And God is imparting some knowledge and some wisdom into you. And God's going to let you know and receive and discern the spirit of error. But you're not going to go with it. It's not going to disturb you. The strength of the Holy Spirit is going to be stronger upon you and in you than ever before. And you're going to have a victory, and you're going to have a freedom, and you're going to have a peace. Because I speak it, saith the Lord, throughout your body, throughout your spirit, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, are you blessed? Hallelujah. Is this your husband? You came Friday, right? You're his daughter. All of these are yours?
Yes.
Well, Dad, you got some work ahead of you. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you in ministry?
No.
You never thought about being in ministry? You haven't even thought about it. What church you go to?
Here.
Twice. Where you been going? Are you blessed with being saved by Jesus? Are you saved? Just that's right. Just shake. That's fine. Everybody's saved. I know you are. Hallelujah. Ain't that nice? So this is your church right here. Well, God's calling you into the ministry. It may not happen for 2 years. So don't call me a lie if it doesn't happen for the next 15 minutes. But God's going to give you a desire. And how you're going to know that, you're going to start really, really wanting to read the Word of God in some areas that you probably read before. But something, the Spirit of God, and He's going to draw you to a certain place in the Bible. And if you'll write that down, that's where God's going to use you. Hallelujah. You're welcome. No, I'm only kidding now. We know Jesus does it all, don't we? He's the Lord. He's our healer. He's our salvation. Amen? But you got to throw a little funny out there once in a while. People get, my God, some of you look like a prune. You're all drying up. I don't know what we got to do about that. I guess we'll have to get some runners. Huh? I said, I'm going to get some runners. I didn't say I was going to run. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Oh, Father God, we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is King. He is Master. He's our salvation. He's our knowledge, our wisdom, our grace, our mercy. He's our compassion. You are the King of Kings, Lord Jesus. We need the work and power of your Holy Spirit. We need the Word of God in our lives. So we call out to you today, Father God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that your Spirit will work in us this week more than ever before, that we'll recognize and even come into visions and dreams and recognize revelation and light from the Word of God, that we will go forth in your purpose because our thinking will get straightened out by your Word, and we'll follow in your footprints, Jesus, and carry on your ministry. We want to spend the rest of our life serving you, starting right now, Lord. And when we leave here, we want to know that we've been refreshed by your presence. And we give you glory and honor. And everybody said, amen. Amen.